share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The recent increase in the prices of goods have burdened the racket. And the co-founder of MUDA, Syed Sadiq, is bringing the issue to light. Yesterday, the 8th of June, Sadiq met with former Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin to discuss on the rackets. Cost of living and the economy. With the prices of chicken, cooking oil and houses on the rise, Sadiq said that this is blatantly wrong as everything is going up except for the monthly wages. On his Facebook post, he said that there are currently 2 million university graduates who are dealing with low pay. And unlike back then, our parents were able to sustain their living as the cost was almost equivalent to their monthly pay. Now, everything is expensive. Some even have to take up to 2 jobs just to survive. Spend for the future. Sadiq then continued by saying, in order to deal with the issues of living costs, we need to invest not just for today but for the future as well. Sadiq suggested that the country should go big on renewable energy and making Malaysia the green hub of ASEAN. Go big on drones manufacturing and R&D as Malaysia has Aerodyne, the largest drone company in the world. Go big on downstream manufacturing, not just in terms of raw materials but also actual products. Go big on fintech and startups, such as Carsim, allowing young innovators in Malaysia to grow. He then ended his post by assuring the rakyat that he will continue to work hard for the rakyat who is suffering. Meeting Dengan Pengerusi Majlis Pemulihan Negara, MPN, Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin. Focus Kami, Ekonomi Rakyat and Kos. Posted by Syed Sadiq Syed Abdul Rahman on Wednesday, June 8, 2022. A betrayer is always a betrayer. Sadiq's Facebook post has gained a lot of attention from fellow Malaysians, but unfortunately, most of the netizens did not pay much attention to what he had on his mind. Instead, most of them actually expressed their disappointments in Sadiq's decision to reach out to the former prime minister. One netizen said, "A betrayer is still a betrayer. The rakyat will not respect the rakyat's betrayer." Another netizen said, "You can't trust this person," while another one said, "Never trust a betrayer." What do you think of Syed Sadiq's suggestions? Let us know in the comments. Also read, Syed Sadiq says Gov should come up with plans to strengthen English proficiency among Malaysians. Source: Facebook, Syed Sadiq. Source: Berita Harian. Source: Facebook, Syed Sadiq. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.